Hey everybody, this is the first episode of the Post to Post Wrestling Podcast.
With your host CNN, C and N, I am Cal.
I'm Nick.
The date
we
is...
We said we weren't going to use that, but Cal just blurted it out anyway.
Hey, it's on the channel anyways.
Yeah, it is.
The date is May 12th and the time is 6:06 Eastern Standard Time.
Now, before we start today's episode, I thought it would be kind of a good, that's my English today. I thought it would be good to go over who we are, where we come from, and our experience with professional wrestling.
Yeah.
So, I'm Nick, also known as Game Prime on YouTube. I make gaming videos. I run two other channels, my main channel Game Prime and our multiplayer gaming channel, 4-Player Gamers, which me and Cal are also a part of. Links will be at the end of the video or podcast.
Man, you can't talk today.
Yeah, I know. This is how it usually goes for me. But once I start going, it'll get better. And if you're watching on YouTube, which you probably are for the first episode, links will also be down in the description below. Jesus Christ, can't talk. Oh boy, this is going to be a fun ride. Anyway, I've been watching professional wrestling since May, give or take, 2009. My first match I saw, however, though, like that I do fully remember and I was into it, was the Triple Threat World Heavyweight Championship match at WrestleMania 25 between John Cena, Edge, and The Big Show.
Oh, my first WrestleMania.
And the awesome. First Raw I saw was Mr. Kennedy's last Raw, which was the Lakers versus some basketball
that
team.
That was a really weird booking situation with them.
And that was my first Raw. My dad always says he got me into it, but I was just sick of watching George Lopez every night, so I just turned on wrestling. That's how I got into it. Been watching every Monday ever since. And in the next year or so, I plan on going to create a pro wrestling school up in New York to learn professional wrestling.
Alright, I'm Cal. I like pro wrestling, video games, and music. I did not know what else to go with there. I'm also, as Nick said, I'm in the 4-Player Gamers multiplayer channel that Nick created with a couple of our other buddies. I've been watching wrestling, I believe, since October 31st of 2008. I think the first match I saw was some weird, like, 4-on-4 Divas, like, costume match. I don't know what was going on, but my buddy was... Like, we just got done trick-or-treating, my buddy was here, I was flipping through the channels, and I see wrestling on. I'm just like, okay, this seems pretty interesting. So I kept on watching it, and a main event that evening, I believe, was Triple H versus The Undertaker. So I was just like, I'm like
it's
in love with
these...
It's
a good main event!
I'm like, I'm in love with these guys! And to this day, they're actually both of my favorite wrestlers, known the man.
Yeah, it's a hell of a main event to get into it with.
That's when it's like SmackDown was like super... Amazing.
That's when SmackDown was SmackDown.
Actually, I was during that time. I just strictly watched SmackDown. I didn't know.
Really?
I didn't know Raw was a thing. I mean, I knew like about everybody, but I didn't start watching. I didn't start watching Raw until like December. Remember the first Raw I saw? The main event I think was Batista, John Cena, and somebody else versus I think Orton, Cody Rhodes, and I can't remember the other guy. I just remember Batista getting punted in the head, and I was very very sad about it. Because I thought Batista was awesome, and I still think he's awesome to this day. And that's all I got for my, like, getting into everything.
And we met, actually, because of professional wrestling. I've known Cal's mom and sister a hell of a lot longer than I've known Cal.
At least 2 years before.
At least 2 or 3 years before. It was kind of weird how we met. I was in fourth grade. We're told him to bring posters to hang on the wall, like, where our backpacks were. So I bring in a Super Smash Brothers poster. His mom tells me that her son plays Smash Brothers and can't unlock characters. I go home, I make copies of the guidebook, and I help him out, not even knowing who he is. Flash forward a year later, gym day, which was, like, just a...
Something that was going on at
local elementary school. Extracurricular gym activities. I saw him wearing a WrestleMania 25 shirt.
No. I remember you wearing a D-Generation X shirt. I came up to you and said, nice shirt, and then we started having that conversation.
That's
the way I remember it.
The way I remember it is he was wearing a WrestleMania 25 shirt. I don't know what the hell I was wearing. I came up, I was like, hey, nice shirt. And you introduced yourself, and I was like, oh, I'm Nick. I helped you unlock Wolf in Super Smash Brothers like a year ago. And we've been
talking ever since.
Yeah.
Can't believe that's...
In a way, best friends ever since.
That's been over 6 years now.
Yeah, it's, my God. It's crazy.
And the funny thing is, I still have that WrestleMania 25 shirt, but I have no idea where it is.
And for age-wise, I'm 17. I'm a junior in high school.
I'm 18. I'm a senior in high school.
And as I said, in a year, once I turn 18, I do want to start training for professional wrestling. Hopefully in New York, being trained by Curt Hawkins, a.k.a. Brian Myers.
Yeah, he owns a wrestling school?
Yeah.
I didn't think he did anything anymore.
Yeah, you know Grimm's Toy Show. He goes there, like, every week.
What, he does?
Yeah, he's, like, really close friends with Brian Myers.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Some of his storylines are within that school and with Brian Myers.
That is really, really funny.
Yeah, it is, and it's really weird. Anyway, I guess we're going to start the episode now.
All right, we're going to start with some wrestling news. So I'm going to start like last week. You probably heard a bunch of time. WWE released 6 superstars within the past week. Actually, no, 8, my bad. I'm reading off the thing we have here. The people that were released were Zeb Coulter, Hornswoggle, El Torito, Cameron, Alex Riley. Can you help me on the last one? I'm drawing a blank. We'll just call that person Deadweight because I forget.
I feel as if it's someone important and we should have wrote it down.
Yeah, whatever. It was all those 6 were pretty much like they didn't really do anything much. But however, yeah. The next two.
Oh, Barrett.
No. Wait.
You didn't say Barrett, I don't think.
Wait, no.
I don't think you said Barrett.
No, Barrett's 7th and 8th. So, the next two we're going to mention, I'm actually pretty sad about. So, King Barrett left a month early before his contract expired. I saw it coming, but I was very, very upset about it. I liked him ever since he debuted.
He wasn't getting what he wanted. I mean...
Yeah.
That's really... How it is in the professional wrestling business, and especially WWE these days, because you know it as much, and we're not going to get into this topic because we could talk for hours about it. Yeah. That's how Punk was, that's how Ryback is, and I mean
we'll get to Ryback in a second.
Barrett's respectful, at least. Like, I mean, he did get screwed over with a few of his championship shots. He should have won the WWE championship when he won NXT.
Oh, yeah.
Back when it was a reality show, in a way.
Except that they made John Cena bury him, which was...
Yeah, which was kind of stupid.
And speaking of Cena burying people, the next person who was released was Damian Sandow. I am very upset about this.
I think we're all upset about this, but, you know, it could lead to something down the road for Damian.
Actually, with Damian, he actually found some work right
oh,
after.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he found work right after that. He's gonna be at that Global Force Wrestling thing up here in New Jersey on like June 11th or something. His first ever appearance after being released.
He's gonna get signed by TNA sooner or later. You know it.
Oh God, they're gonna ruin him.
Or they'll make him world champion like they did with Ethan Carter and McIntyre or Galloway, who was one of my favorites, even though I don't watch Impact Wrestling.
None of us watch Impact Wrestling. We watched it back in the day in like 2010, but apparently it was still really crappy after watching some of the botchamanias.
I'll catch some of the replays and whatnot on YouTube or Facebook, but I mean, I'm not gonna take my time and sit down and watch an entire episode of Impact Wrestling. I'm lucky if I get to sit down every week and watch an episode of Raw. I mean, like, yeah, I know what happens, and I, for the most part, go on my phone because I'm usually out and about doing something on Mondays, but I'm usually home to catch the main event. I'm always on top of things that happen, and if I'm not, it's a rare occurrence.
And also, Damian Sandow will be at a Tier 1 wrestling show in Hero and Legends. I'm not good with Roman numerals, so I'm just going to say the letters. VII following the release.
VII. Just got done playing Uncharted 4. That's 12. Damn. There was a puzzle, Cal, where you had to choose 12. It was the first puzzle in the game. Whatever. Anyway. All right,
speaking of releases, Randy Orton was actually rumored to be released along with those people.
I think he's coming back in a few weeks.
I believe he will be coming. I think they're going to save his return for Money in the Bank.
Yeah, I was just about to say Money in the Bank.
I mean, from like what I've been reading, like his his injury was sidelined for a little bit, so like he could like come back, train, rehabilitate. I think he's going to be coming back in Money in the Bank. Just like guarantee it.
Now, this is a long shot because it's only May. Who do you think's winning Money in the Bank?
I gotta say Owens. There's no reason why he shouldn't, man.
It's either going to be Owens or, for the second time in his career, Mr. Seth Rollins.
I think he'll be back before then. But,
Rollins might not get it because they should be setting up for SummerSlam, a big thing with Rollins. Either Rollins is going to be facing Triple H or Shane's going to be facing Triple H.
Either way, Triple H will be in a match.
It should be one of those two. And yes, Hunter will be in a match because he just signed a new performance deal.
Yeah, I believe the performance deal is going to be through 2019.
Yeah, so what's his age now? You have any
idea? I think he's as old as my dad. I think he's like 47.
Damn. I mean, it's not that old, but Hunter's being kept in great shape.
He's in better shape now than he was back when he was in Evolution, like when he was basically in his
prime. Oh my god, I saw something from 2001, like before WrestleMania. Like, it was around 2001, and I think Shane was in a match with Hunter, or not like a one-on-one match, but it was like a six-man tag or something, and Hunter just he didn't look out of shape, but I mean, geez, he looks so much better today than he did back then.
Honestly, you can post it on Facebook, hashtag Midnight Workout or something at the Franco's Gym, I think it's called.
Yeah, he does it every night. I follow him and Stephanie on Instagram. Like, there's usually at least two or three times a week where him and his wife post something on.
Those two are together a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
like, more than a husband and wife should be, but
they're a working couple, so
yeah, it works out great for them. All right, so we're gonna go back to this. Ryback is currently in contract disputes in WWE. What are your thoughts on that? Just like, if Ryback's gonna
leave
or not?
It's Punk all over again, in a way. In a weird way, it's Punk all over again.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of did deserve like a. I could see him being a main event heel, but I mean, I'm not really a huge fan of Ryback, in like my opinion. Just like, I just find him like a little bit stale. Nothing really special.
There's things that they could have done with him. There's people they could have brought back. Goldberg. They could have made him a big thing. They could have. Yeah, could have really boosted Ryback to main event level, and I'm surprised McMahon didn't do so because he's in love with the big guys. You know, I mean, freaking Ryback's bigger than Roman Reigns. It kind of doesn't make sense, in my opinion.
Ryback is so big that his abs are a fucking gut.
Yeah.
And speaking of Vince McMahon, apparently he thinks the Vaudevillains gimmick is stupid. They are not stupid. I'm just going to go out and say that.
I can't say they're stupid. I can't say it's... It's a good gimmick either. I mean, it's a gimmick, you know?
And plus, I actually really like those guys. Like, they can actually be something.
Yeah, I mean, as a tag team, yes, they can. As singles competitors, no.
Oh, God, no. I can't see them.
A team that could do well as singles competitors, though, are Enzo and Big Cass. Big Cass was in his first main event, Money on Raw, in a way.
Not really. We'll get...
He was, quote-unquote... put in his own main event.
I actually wanted to see that match very badly.
But I mean, Big Cass can talk on his own. I think
yeah, you can get over pretty well.
I think Big Cass can become champion one day in the future.
Not world champion, man. I can't see that.
In like 10 years, probably.
If they ever break up Enzo and Cash, which I hope they do not, then I think they could both have like decent singles careers.
Wait, say that again?
If they break up Enzo and
Cash. Oh, break up. I thought you said bring up. I was like, "Huh? What month are you in?"
Hopefully they do not break them up. Those two are literally
both could be a good feud.
Those two are like literally perfect together.
Yeah, they are, but I mean, it'd be a good feud. Now who's perfect together? Freaking Dudley Boys. They had a good feud.
Oh, sorta. Yeah. TNA.
Sorta.
Hashtag TNA 2010.
You know what they need to do? They need to freaking bring Bully Ray to WWE, and they kind of show it with
Yeah, he's too old
with
now.
Bubba being heel. You know,
he's too old now, man.
He kind of shows a little bit of Bully.
Yeah, he's too old now. Alright, so apparently CM Punk is going to be in an upcoming TNA DVD. I didn't even know they, like, recognized CM Punk, like, in the company.
I want to say a month ago, when McIntyre, a.k.a. Galloway, won the championship, they mentioned that Punk was going to be on a TNA or an Impact taping as a part of a party. I don't think that ever fell through.
He won't ever do anything with TNA.
But I think they, I know they mentioned him on TV. They mentioned former pro wrestler Phil Brooks, I think they call him. Oh. I'm not entirely
sure. Oh, now they're at the phase of using his real name instead of his ring.
I'm not really sure.
I didn't know he was actually like something in TNA. I think he's going to be in at least 4 or 5 matches on
Yeah, he's had a handful of matches. I think Mickey James, and don't quote me on this because I'm not really sure. I think Mickey James was actually a valet of his once upon a time.
She wasn't TNA.
Yeah, she wasn't TNA. Shit. Yeah, I think Mickey James was a valet of Punk's, using the ring name Princess Alexis, or like Alexis Larry.
I don't know. That was pretty much one
of the names that she previously had before she got the WWE.
That was like pretty much before our time, so like we wouldn't know.
Mickey James is though one of my favorite women's wrestlers, and we didn't even go over who our favorite wrestlers are. You want to do that?
All right.
Real quick?
Yeah, we'll do that quick. All right. My favorite of all time is The Undertaker, and currently on the roster today, either AJ Styles or Seth Rollins.
My favorite of all time, and I really don't know off the top of my head, because there's not really, it shouldn't be something you compare between like all the all-time greats, but it's really hard for me to pick my favorite of all time, because it's just gonna keep changing. But it's gonna sound very weird to come out of my mouth.
I think I know who you're gonna say.
This is going to be very, very weird and awkward as a 17-year-old, but John Cena.
I knew it.
For some ungodly reason, has always been a favorite of mine, even though I do hate some of the things he does within the company, within some of the storylines. The man has given his all to
I respect the living hell
WWE. He's done more than The Rock has. He's done more than Hulk Hogan has, in my opinion. And I mean, there's nothing wrong that man has ever done.
And plus, they always know exactly what they're doing with him. Even if he does not have a title in his hands, they know exactly what to do with him.
And he might not be the best in-ring performer, but he's sure as hell one of the best of all time. Guaranteed Hall of Famer. Guaranteed has his own markings in professional wrestling history. And hell, I do say he's better than Hulk. Maybe not better than Rock. Cause, I mean, compare Hulk Hogan, Rock, and Cena. They both have about 6 to 12 moves in their arsenal. Yeah. Love or hate them, they do.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody says, oh, how good The Rock was. And yeah, that's because he was a good talker. He wasn't that great of an in-ring performer. I mean, yeah, he's a good in-ring performer, but he's not no Kevin Owens. He's not no AJ Styles.
He's not no Sami Zayn.
He's not no Sami Zayn.
Not no
Shinsuke Nakamura. He's not any of them. He's The Rock, and, you know, love him, hate him. I kind of have neutral feelings about him. I think Cena's probably will always have a way to be number one in my heart. My favorite on the roster currently, it's kind of hard. I love Brock, even though they don't do exactly what they should do with him. Ugh. I love Brock. I mean, I love how he just dominates people on the roster. I love Suplex City. I like Rollins because he was a top heel. I love Owens because he's a top heel and he's a great talker. I mean, and Punk is another one I should bring up for best of all time my favorite in my opinion, because when Punk was on a hot roll from 2011 all the way to 2013, Jesus Christ, there was nothing that could stop that man. He was on top of the world.
I liked him until he started like talking crap about WWE. Because the reason, like, I have with them, like, they literally made you who you are. You should not be shit-talking them for what you've become. You would be a complete nobody if they didn't fucking pick you up.
Well, if he didn't leave, he'd be dead. That's kind of how I see it. He had that thing growing on his back, and I mean...
And then you know what? He'll be remembered as the man who sacrificed his life for WWE.
Yeah, but, you know, I would rather live in shit-talk than die and not live the rest of my life when you're only fucking 35, you know? That's... And especially for Punk, he's a respected man for what he's done within the company. Some of my favorite matches are with him. And ironically enough, one of my favorite matches of all time is CM Punk versus John Cena in a February 2013... I think, match on Raw. One of my favorite matches of all time, I think, was the match where Punk hit the pile driver. I was blown away with the match. But, I do respect Punk. I compare him to Ultimate Warrior when he left. How Ultimate Warrior was on top of the world, you know. And he chat-talk about WWE for all these years. And then he finally comes back and... on good terms, and I think once Vince dies, Punk will have a few thoughts on his mind about going back. I know he doesn't even like Triple H, but maybe sometime in the future, like I'm talking when me and Cal are 30, 40 years old, you know, comparing to Ultimate Warrior, how our parents are like 40, 50 years old, and he finally comes back. I think that's what Punk's gonna do. He won't even have one more match. But, I mean, he's still going to be able to talk and lay the pipe bombs down, which I know I definitely enjoy, and I go back and watch at least one pipe bomb every few weeks.
Oh, yeah. Now, going back to John Cena, he's advertised for a big match in Hawaii.
Yeah, this is kind of crazy.
A lot of big matches.
The man who hasn't even been in WWE for... 2 or 3 months, Shinsuke Nakamura, one of the best in the world, if I should say that.
No, I'll allow it. He is.
One of the best in-ring performers in the world. And I mean, I didn't necessarily like him before he got the NXT, because every match he had was against somebody I really liked, and he beat him every fucking time I watch. He beat Owens, he beat Styles, whatever. Anyway, he's advertised to face John Cena. How this is gonna go, I have no clue.
I hope it's on the network. It's rumored to be...
It better be on the network.
It's rumored to be on the network. It's not confirmed yet from what I've been reading. Also, two other matches that are advertised for it is gonna be Kevin Owens versus Brock Lesnar.
That's gonna lead into a feud.
Oh, God, I'm not excited for that match.
That's going to lead
to... I do not like Brock Lesnar matches. I hate every...
That shit's
Brock
like
Lesnar.
Watching old Brock Lesnar versus new Brock Lesnar.
Except that Kevin Owens is 10 times better than Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like...
I personally hate Brock
the
Lesnar.
The moves in Owens' arsenal are kind of like what Brock had back in the day.
I personally hate Brock and everything about him. The only thing I like about him is Paul Heyman, because he's amazing. And the other match that's advertised is Asuka versus Charlotte. That will be good.
That will be good. Well, if they don't have Rick at ringside.
Well, technically it's not advertised, but it's highly rumored to be in the match because they're both confirmed for the event. And I'll be personally excited for that. That will be one hell of a match.
Because I think Rick is really ruining Charlotte. And I think a lot of people can agree with that. I really, really freaking think that Rick is just ruining Charlotte.
The only reason he's actually with Charlotte is apparently to, like, fix her mic skills when she's the one that's just been talking 24/7.
Yeah, like, I don't find anything wrong with her mic skills, in my opinion. They're not that bad. I've heard worse.
Gosh, she's fucking...
Put Ava on the mic...
Okay, I'm going to have to disagree with you there.
You're saying Ava Marie has better mic skills than Charlotte?
At least the current
women's champion?
At least Eva doesn't sound like a fucking robot. You think you can take on me?
I mean, you have a point there, but that's only in, like, in-ring. Backstage, when she's, like, getting interviewed, she sounds normal.
To me. Well, yeah, you do realize that they do, like, a million takes for the interviews, right? They don't do that shit live. They fucking pre-tape that shit.
Yeah, I know they.
Like, why do you think Roman Reigns sounds so damn good in interviews?
Oh, because Vince is probably right behind the camera. All right, champ, this is what you're gonna say, and you're gonna make it sound good, so people can like you. Bring me my money, you fucking faggot.
Oh yeah, back to Eva Marie. Apparently, a fan came in with a sign that said push Eva Marie with two hearts around it. Apparently that sign got immediately rejected by the NXT officials.
That's, like, amazing.
That is weird.
That's amazing.
Like, I don't get why
would she quote-unquote on main roster still?
She's doing NXT events still, but I think they pulled her out off the main roster after that whole, I think it was the Barclays Center incident. Because WWE officials were expecting to have her to have a positive reaction when the crowd literally just, like, gave her shit. Like, nobody wants to see her at all. Ollie, just make her the hot promotion girl. Don't have her wrestle.
Yeah, like, she... No, I'm not saying that. I almost said she could be a ring announcer, but no, I don't want that.
Oh, dude, just fuck it. Just have her manage Nia Jax for all I care.
I don't like Nia Jax. In my opinion, I don't see any,
I don't like her either. She's just a good heel, in my opinion. Alright, now...
No, I haven't seen a lot of her work.
Me neither.
It's just not something I'm interested in.
Alright, we're gonna go to Payback. So, we all knew that Bret Hart was gonna be there. We're all pumped to see Bret Hart there. And we obviously knew the outcome of the match that he was involved in. The Chicago screw job, which really was pointless in my opinion.
It was pointless. I don't know who in the fucking world came up with that.
But for all we know, Brett literally called it pretty flat and unoriginal, which it was. The thing with Brett is I just love that he just shit talks WWE, and yet everybody still loves him for it.
It's because he can. I mean, I think he has a right to, considering the Montreal screw job. I think he kind of has the right to shit talk it.
It's so funny every time.
I think I really do think that man has all the right in the world to shit talk about it. Now, Punk, on the other hand, like, if he comes back and starts shit talking, they're obviously going to kick him out the window. But, I mean, I think Brett, for what happened to him live, I think that, I think he does have the right to shit talk.
Yeah, and apparently, he was the one that actually came up with the whole, like, real ending of the match where him and Natalya put Charlotte and Rick in the double sharpshooter just to add, like, a little, like, fun to the match. Which actually was fun.
You know what? I've been wanting Natalya to be champion for a while.
Well, she was in 2010, like, I think.
Yeah, in 2010 when it didn't really matter to be champion.
I didn't even care.
It didn't matter being champion until WrestleMania 32.
I was just like, oh, cool, Layla's ass. Constantly lean up in my chair.
When?
In 2010.
Oh, in 2010, yeah.
Remember the co-unified Divas Championship thing?
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Those two had perfect chemistry. I'm sad they broke up.
They could still return, I think. No, like, just for one match.
They're both retired.
It's just like Trish and Lita coming back for one more match. I know Lita's open to that.
Oh, yeah. She faced East Slater.
I love Lita.
Never saw most of her stuff. Never saw.
I haven't seen a lot of her work either. I just love Lita. What's not the love about Lita, really?
Alright, so going back to the WWE releases, Zeb Coulter and Hornswoggle already found work, like, right after they got released. They're going to be at some Global Force Wrestling thing.
Zeb is?
Yeah, Zeb and Hornswoggle are going to be there. From, like, what I've been reading. I think it might be the one in New Jersey. Don't quote me on that. Mm-hmm. But all I know is that they're going to be there, do whatever they need to do.
I don't know what they're going to do. I mean,
At least they found work.
They had their run in WWE. And actually, before I started, like, watching in 2009, Vince McMahon was my favorite. And I remember him having the storyline with Hornswoggle. And I also remember his car blowing up.
Yeah, I missed that. That was really like 2 years out. That's like 2 years before I started watching.
I wasn't into it. Just I did watch that.
I didn't even know what it was until 2008. I didn't know it was an actual thing until the minute I started watching it.
I remember when Hornswoggle joined DX.
That was fun.
That was really fun.
Remember Little People's Court? They had to go under.
Jesus.
Or they had to go. They had to go under the ring, and then under the ring was fucking huge.
Ugh.
God, that was a hilarious run.
I love DX's reunion in 2009.
That was amazing.
I love it. I don't know what it was about that run with DX, and from seeing a lot of their previous work, like when they first formed with China and everything. Besides the public service announcement, I think 2009 was DX's best run, in my opinion. I love the tank. I love.
Oh yeah.
I love the shirts. I love the glow sticks. The comedy and chemistry between Sean and Hunter.
It was amazing.
The one segment when I think Hunter was trying to get Sean to come back to face Legacy.
Oh yeah, and he super kicked the little girl.
Yeah, he super kicked the
little girl. Quote unquote super kicked the little girl.
Super kicked the little girl, and there was one, and I'm gonna really butcher this segment talking about it. He was like, "What's your name?" And I think I'm just gonna say Stan or something.
No, that happened 3 years before that.
3 years before that.
No,
still.
No, what happened was
good segment
that
and one of my favorite.
Sean's
DX.
Quote unquote boss at that time, he came out screaming Hickenbottom, which was his real
name.
Yeah,
I remember that.
And Triple H was like, Hickenbottom, what the hell is this?
I do now recall that.
That was a great couple of weeks for that one segment. All right, so speaking of D-Generation X and all that, we all know China sadly passed away, which is a complete shock to me.
It was a shock to everybody.
Literally, the first thing I see in the morning on my Facebook feed, Joni China Lawner, I think. I'm sorry, I'm butchering her name. I'm just gonna call her China. China passed away, and I'm just like, oh my god, are you kidding me?
I was playing a game, I think it was Ratchet and Clank or whatever, and I'm sitting down playing a game. And my mom, who's in my living room, she was like, "Hey, Nick, did you know China passed away?" And I was like, "No way." Because she was only, like, in her 40s.
She was as old as my parents.
I was like, "No way." So I go on my phone, and Facebook's blown up with like, Mick Foley and just wrestling sites saying China passed away. I couldn't believe it. But anyway, Stephanie has high confidence of her getting in the Hall of Fame, and I
easily see her getting in.
I don't know what to say about that, because that's just like Kurt Angle getting in, and it's not better or worse than Chris Benoit getting in.
I can see China getting in.
Also, Chris Benoit, on a side note, one of the best technical wrestlers of all time. Just putting that out there. I don't give a fuck what he did. He should be remembered as one of the best technical wrestlers of all time, and he should be in the Hall of Fame for the work he did and the effort he put into that ring, because every time he entered that ring, he did something spectacular. I don't give a fuck what he did. I don't care how he died. He was a great wrestler, and he should be remembered for being a great wrestler. End of story.
And that's why we had the internet to remember that by.
Yeah.
All right, so speaking with Kurt Angle, what you just said, how he should be inducted, he's going to be returning to in-ring action at some ICW event in November. I believe that's a Scottish promotion from, like, what I've been hearing. I think McIntyre went there for a couple years.
I'm not sure. I've heard of it somewhere.
Like, honestly, Kurt, just come back to WWE, be part-time. Like,
he's not going to be part-time because of the injuries he has. If he goes back to WWE, he's never going to get cleared. It's going to be Daniel Bryan all over again. And the reason he's going around doing all this indie promotion and TNA is because he knows he can get cleared by those doctors. WWE, you know how they are with their talent.
Yeah.
They want to make sure they're in tip-top shape. Kurt Angle takes one bad bump, he's done like Sting.
Oh, yeah.
Which is unfortunate. Also, Sting versus Undertaker, one of my most anticipated fantasy matchups of all time.
Yeah.
All right. I still say there's a 5% chance that it could happen. Just putting that out there. I thought Sting was going to fuck over Taker at Mania. Did it happen? No. Did I want it to happen? Of course. And there was a lot of rumblings going around that he was.
Especially speculations and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, that match at Mania, Shane Taker, it was one of the most unpredictable matches I've ever seen. And just to go along with that, Taker pulling off the win was complete utter shock. Shane jumping off the Hell in a Cell, knew it was going to happen. But, I mean, it... Can't believe Shane came back just to have one more match and to be part of the storyline again, because he left right after I got into it.
Oh, yeah.
Right before I got into it.
I still remember the night he left WWE. Randy Orton, I think, broke his ankle with steel steps, and I was, like, sad. And I never saw him again until... Uh-huh. And speaking of Shane, his original plans were reportedly leaked out. Apparently, he... Like, his return was on point and everything, but apparently he was going to disappear after WrestleMania and not be seen again.
That would have been pretty shitty, I gotta admit. That would have been pretty bad.
Due to the WrestleMania ticket sales and how popular he was getting, they had to make him stay. I don't blame him for doing
that. And that's good, because if they keep doing what they're doing and putting this quote-unquote new era into play, there still could be a brand split down the road.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, I didn't know why they were putting him in charge every single week when he lost to Taker.
I was okay with it.
Oh, yeah, I was okay with it, too, but it didn't make no sense.
Honestly, I just said, fuck the storyline. I just want to see Shane on my TV.
Yeah, like, the man can wrestle, the man can talk. I mean, he's not even professionally trained, and he's just great in the ring.
Yeah, he's a great man. I'm glad he's back on TV.
Going back to WrestleMania that we mentioned a little bit ago, WrestleMania 34 is rumored to return to the New York, New Jersey market.
Please don't take any more of my money. Please don't.
Yeah, I mean...
I already went to WrestleMania 29, and I had a blast. And plus, I'm going to the Nick and I are going to the WrestleMania.
Quote-unquote going. We are...
Well...
It's nearly confirmed.
It's pretty much confirmed.
Nearly confirmed.
We just need to save our money. Because WrestleMania, this coming WrestleMania is going to be on my birthday, so I'm going to fly out to Florida to see it on my birthday, because I've never got to do that before.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty crazy.
But however, with the return to the New York market, it's 50-50 on that, because SummerSlam, I believe, is coming back to the New York area that same year. So they might not have it there. But honestly, like, if they want to make... that year, just the year of New York for WWE, then I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
But I know I probably won't ever go to SummerSlam, just because.
I wanted to go to SummerSlam last year. Didn't happen. Whatever.
In a recent Q&A with the man we love, Finn Balor, he's actually opening a match against Brock Lesnar. Oh God, why? That sounds more unwatchable than Hulk Hogan versus Roman Reigns. I do not want to see Finn get the crappy out of him, because you know that's what they would do.
That paint would be off in less than 10 minutes.
Oh my God, that would be horrible.
I really don't know what to think about that.
Like, why would you ever say that? Like, nobody wants to match. I don't want to see anybody. I don't want to see Brock Lesnar in a match. I don't like Brock Lesnar in general. Like, I don't want you. I don't want Brock Lesnar beating up one of the most talented individuals on the roster today. He's beyond me. Alright, so EC3, one of the only people that TNA is actually doing something right with.
It was also called Ethan Carter III, nephew of Dixie Carter, who runs TNA.
Who's doing a horrible job at it.
And Ethan Carter was also Derek Bateman in season 4 of NXT.
I just remember him jobbing to Damian Sandow.
I want to say season
4. He was in that era of NXT. And apparently he invaded an Evolve event, which is where the WWE, the Global Cruiserweight Series is going to be happening, and he completely...
Which is pretty weird.
Yeah, don't get why.
If you think about it. And this could, God forbid, story lead into an invasion storyline somewhere down the road. Oh, no. I don't know.
He invaded the event and literally shit-talked the hell out of WWE, NXT, Triple H, and all that stuff.
I saw the video last night. You could barely hear what they're saying.
I heard EC3 say something bad about Triple H. And McIntyre was with him too, which I found pretty funny. Because they are literally the two top guys of TNA, and WWE just literally buried them.
As I said, McIntyre was one of my favorites, or is one of my favorites. He was one of my favorites when he was
literally
on top of the world.
Literally, Vince McMahon came out on SmackDown and said,
one.
"Yes, exactly."
Why would you just love McIntyre's feud with Teddy Long?
I
loved the feud with John Morrison.
Wait, didn't John Morrison come out dressed as that dude from that movie, Braveheart? Do you remember that? He came out with like half blue face paint on, and was pretending to be the dude from Braveheart.
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Must have been one SmackDown episode I missed.
That was like when SmackDown was actually watchable back then.
Yeah, I say for me, from 2009 to end of 2011, it was watchable. Not anymore. I'll catch the replays.
2012 was watchable. 2013 was okay. 2014 started not to care. 2015 barely watched it. 2016, I just said, hey, why not?
Yeah.
Some watchable matches on there.
I like Batista and Rey Mysterio's feud.
Oh yeah,
that was good. That's when they had a brand split, and even though I wasn't a fan of a brand split, it works.
It gave you more of a reason to watch the other show. I love it.
Yeah, it works. It definitely works. I have no fucking clue why they keep SmackDown around. I really don't. Because nothing, and let me say this, nothing happens on SmackDown that we care about. Nothing.
And they were trying to add stuff in there and stuff.
You know when I cared about SmackDown? When a World Heavyweight Championship got changed.
Oh, I was actually talking about that match with one of my buddies today.
The feud between Orton and Christian.
No, I'm talking about the one with Del Rio and Big Show. That's the one I was talking about.
I'm talking about Orton and Christian.
I forgot about
when
that
I
one.
Make this reference. It was unexpected when, I think, was it Christian who won or was it Orton who won? I think it was Christian.
Christian won he won the, I think it was a ladder match at Extreme Rules, I want to say. I don't know, I have a bad memory with 2011. But it was sometime in April, and then 2 days later, technically 5, airing on a tape delay, Orton beat him for the title, and I'm like, wait, what? Okay. If Orton's champion, I'm okay with it. And speaking of Christian, He got released from his performer's contract. I thought this happened 2 years ago.
No, he was still signed for performance for a while, and... Fuck, there goes my pen.
But thankfully, he will still be in WWE for the...
Edge and Christian show, but I don't watch it.
I just see some clips, some of them are funny.
They
did one funny thing with AJ Styles.
A lot of the network shows I don't bother watching. The one show I did watch on the network, and I loved it, was Legends House. They should bring it back for a second season. However, they can't have a lot of the cast because a lot of them passed away.
Wait, really?
Roddy passed.
Well, I know he did, but I think he was the only one.
I thought a few more did.
Nah, dude, he's the only one, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think they should do it with the same cast. They should bring, like, Mick Foley. I will watch Holy Foley, by the way, because I love Noel. Love Noel.
Breaking Ground, that was a great one.
I didn't watch Breaking Ground.
Trust me, watch Breaking Ground. It's great.
I just don't like the reality stuff.
It's not really reality. It's really, like, documenting, like, the way, like, through, like, NXT.
I mean, I don't like reality, really, and I don't like documentary. But,
I'm fine with it.
There's some stuff on the network that I love. I mean, I love going back and watching old pay-per-views. I love how you could click what matches to watch when you're on the computer, that is. On your PS4 and phone, I don't think you could do that.
I only use it on my Apple TV.
I use it on everything. It's great. And an advantage of using it on the computer, as I said, you could click the pay-per-view and little dots will come up and... it will show you the matches. However, matches with Chris Benoit, you gotta find on your own.
Wait, they don't have them on there?
No, like, they have them on there, but they're not on the little dots that tell you what match it is. For WrestleMania 19, I don't know what WrestleMania the Triple Threat was.
Oh, that was 20. That was 20, the Triple Threat between Shawn Michaels, Triple H, and...
That was 20?
Yeah.
That was fucking 20?
Yeah, man, he won the Royal Rumble in 2012. He won the Royal Rumble in 2004. I want to see that match, because apparently that was, like, the best-rated WrestleMania main event in history.
2004
was 21, wasn't it? No, 2005 was 21. 2004 had Kane versus Undertaker. I think, don't quote me on this, I think it had The Rock and Mick Foley versus Evolution.
Anyway,
with the WWE Network.
No, I was going back to Benoit.
Oh, you're going back to Benoit?
Yeah, like,
oh, okay.
When you go to whatever WrestleMania the Triple Threat was, it will only say Triple H versus Shawn Michaels.
Because apparently they don't want to have him there.
They don't want to acknowledge Benoit, and for what he did, yeah, it was horrible. For the wrestler he was, one of the best of all time.
Alright, now going to the WWE Network, they are considering adding a women's tournament and the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic to the network. If they had a women's tournament, I'll be in heaven. That'll be amazing.
Yeah, I'll be incredibly happy with the women's tournament. As long as they do it right, and as long as Ava Marie gets buried the first round. If they're doing people on the main roster.
They're mixing people from WWE and independent promotion, so it's going to be mixed up, so Eva will probably not be in that.
Or she'll get her own arm broken by somebody.
Just have her face Asuka, and Asuka literally, like... demolishing the living hell out of her.
We saw that.
No, we did. We saw Bayley. We saw Bayley beat up. We saw Bayley beat.
Whatever.
Oh, speaking of Bayley, here's the reason why she has not quote unquote hugged her way into the main roster yet. Yes, I had to put that in there because puns. Apparently, they are having a hard time trying to find the top baby face of the women's division NXT. They have a couple people who are lined up for that opportunity.
And let me hear that.
Asuka, possibly. I could
see... she's a tweener.
But she could be if they push the right way. Hell, even Carmella could be a top.
I was about to say Carmella could be a top.
That's my top pick. Asuka was just something I heard, but I think Carmella would be a good...
I think Carmella could replace Bayley.
Yeah, she gets over pretty well. Just she needs a lot of work on the mic, and... she could use some work in the ring, but I think she's pretty decent for her.
Yeah, I think besides Bayley, the best in-ring worker in NXT, besides Asuka as well, because Asuka's great, is Alexa Bliss.
Oh my god. I love her.
I
she's gonna do big things.
Yeah, like
literally, why can't you just fucking dump the dubstep cowboys and just fucking?
A lot of people say that she's not good. She can't do a lot. From what I saw from being live, and yes, we saw an NXT live event in Asbury Park.
Hashtag NXT Asbury. Yes, I'm using the hashtag.
We saw Alexa Bliss in a match, and I just was completely blown away throughout the entire match. The entrance, how beautiful she looked, the way she performs in the ring. I mean, come on.
And Asuka beat her in, like, what, 10 minutes at most?
10 minutes. It was a good match.
Yeah, it was decent. Actually, every match from that night wasn't horrible. I liked it.
Except for Ava Marie making Bayley look a little bad. That was kind of shitty.
That was really, really sad.
Yeah, it was.
And speaking of NXT, the rumors were reporting that Tyler Breeze is going to be going back to NXT. I honestly don't know what to think about that. I mean,
fine, give him the fucking title.
The thing is, like, I can't see him like holding it like the NXT title. I don't know why.
Not with Joe being the champion, but I mean...
God, no. Literally, Joe holding that title is, like, the best thing right now.
Oh, nobody's gonna take it from him besides Nakamura. And that will be probably at the end of the year.
Or Aries.
I don't know. They're pushing Aries slow.
Aries will be up on the main roster by, like, next year. He's easily gonna be up there by next year.
Talking about NXT... Eric Young was on a episode a few weeks back, like 2 weeks back, I think, or a week back.
Last week. Very impressive debut.
Yeah. I came up with the analogy of calling him the Little Macho Man.
Oh, yeah. That...
And he kind of is. I mean, the way he sounds, the way he looks, he's a Little Macho Man.
But I feel like he will get a Daniel Bryan push.
He already fucking got the Daniel Bryan push.
He didn't get in WWE yet.
Yeah, but he got it in TNA.
That literally happened like right at the same time, which I find hilarious.
Have you seen him without a beard? He looks completely different.
Dude, I grew up with him without a beard. Remember in 2010, he was in that really weird feud with the NWO. He was bald, no beard. You don't remember that?
No.
Oh my god, it was really the worst feud in the history of everything.
Trust me,
you don't want to remember. It was horrible.
No, you want to talk about a bad feud and a bad match? Jeff Hardy versus Sting.
I thought you were going to say Jeff Hardy versus Matt Hardy. I was like, wait, what?
It's basically the drug match.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, boom, boom. Scorpion, death drop, 1, 2, 3, Sting retains.
I saw that whole match.
I think Sting won the title.
No, he retained it.
He retained?
Yeah. I saw the match, I think, like, at least, like, 4 months ago. It was
awful. Oh, my God. That was so fucking horrible. One of the worst matches I've ever seen.
Worst
in my
work
life.
Match of,
jeez.
All right, so back with Eric Young, his NXT status, he actually did not sign there yet, which I'm very, very surprised about. He'll sign there eventually.
Eventually, but that might not mean right away. Also, Bobby Roode should be there. Hopefully sometime soon.
He was advertised for the upcoming UK tour that NXT is doing, but WWE deleted the tweet that had him in it.
I think they're bringing in too many big stars, actually.
They need the big stars.
Need the big stars, but they're bringing in too many. Like,
they're going to lose Balor in a month. They already lost Corbin. Cruz apparently left, which I'm very pissed off about. He's not ready. And they lost Zayn.
I don't think Cruz is not ready.
He's not ready.
It's just he's a good in-ring performer.
But what the fuck are they going to do with him? The dude can't talk. He's not even being used right now.
I don't know.
Even Baron Corbin's being used.
Well, yeah, because it's Baron Corbin.
He can't wrestle as well as Apollo Crews, yet he still has that... He's literally on TV every single week. And just for you guys to know, my favorite NXT wrestler, like, when I started watching it back in... Damn, I want to say, like, late 2015, Baron Corbin has always been my top guy.
I think my first NXT episode was Owen's debut.
Oh, TakeOver our evolution.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if it's our evolution or just revolution, but that was...
I think that was the first one. And for some weird reason, I knew who Kevin Steen was. I didn't see any of his work, but his first match, I became an instant fan. He broke his nose in his first match in NXT.
Oh, yeah.
And then later that night, he turned on Sami Zayn and has been a heel ever since. One of their top heels ever since.
Literally, he's been a face in WWE for less than 2 hours.
You didn't like him at first.
Well,
you really didn't like him at first.
Because I just thought he was, like, overrated and shit, but, like, I don't know. I don't mind
him beating Cena his first night in WWE? Jeez. Or on the main roster?
I just thought he was overrated and, like, I just found it confusing. Like, you're the NXT champion. Why are you on Raw? Like, that really confused me. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I think they did it with Big E. I think they did it with Rollins. So, I mean, like, he didn't come out with a title, which is like, they both of them didn't come out with the title, which I was just like, oh, okay. I didn't even know they were champions until after I saw that. But I see Kevin Owens coming out. I'm just like, wait a minute. I know this guy. He's an NXT that I don't watch. I was not watching at the time he debuted, and I really, really wish I was watching at the time.
So I think we should talk a little bit more about Impact Wrestling and how stupid it is, in my opinion.
Oh, God.
Maria, I can't pronounce her last name.
Canellis.
Never could, never will. She broke her hand. Boo-hoo.
She's actually been doing really well outside of WWE.
Was never a fan of her in the first place.
I just thought she was hot. I was, what, like 11 years old? I thought she was like the hottest person.
I don't know. I
remember you keep saying you never found her hot.
Not really.
I don't know. She just had something that I really liked.
TNA also wants the employees to tweet positive things.
Oh my God.
When their fucking warehouse is where they used to sell their merchandise.
They're losing money so goddamn fast. I don't even know what to do anymore. Like, I literally, like they have, like, a watchable main event, like, every couple weeks. I'm like, I think like a couple weeks ago they had Jeff Hardy versus Matt Hardy in an I Quit match. I'm like, oh, okay, this match sounds interesting.
I didn't even watch it.
I didn't watch the whole episode. I just watched that one match. It was so horrible.
Really?
So bad. It was boring. I didn't really find anything interesting. They literally just had it for 12 minutes and called it a night. The only good thing about it, Jeff literally got up, like, pretty, like, decently high and did a swanton bomb to Matt through a
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
Through a table. And they just ended in no count. I was like, this is the worst booking for an I Quit match I've seen in my entire life. They literally have no idea what... They have no idea what to do with their talent. Oh, yeah, and we're sorry for being WWE purists, but, like, I think they just do everything right.
I mean...
Well, most of the things I think they do right.
I think that they do, and... fucking shoot me in the head for saying this. They do what's best for business.
Well, sometimes, but...
I mean, like, there's a lot that I disagree with, but they keep me watching.
Yeah, like...
They keep make me... Oh, fuck me. They keep me interested. They keep me interested. They make me come back every week and watch Raw. They make me watch the pay-per-views. They don't make me watch SmackDown, however. That is one thing that they probably won't do for a long time until we get a brand split. But they're just... They'll always be on top of the world.
I mean, there's, like, no way with saying it. Like, they're just the company.
Yeah.
Like, hands down, the company.
Now, before we get to our last two big topics of the episode, AJ Styles is dealing with injuries.
I didn't honestly see that coming.
I've seen it coming ever since the match with Nakamura.
Wait, really that early?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't rewatch the whole thing, but I rewatched a little bit of it, and man, I think AJ's back is really fucked up.
I mean, he is pretty damn old.
I mean, he's not young.
He's not old, not young. I think he's like 38 or something. I mean,
yeah.
Like I could have seen him coming in like last year, 2014. But however, he was doing his indie stuff, and he did a lot of great stuff.
I think he'll finally get a title run sometime, but it's not going to be a long title run.
Well, by any means, he will not get it right now, but eventually in the future he will get that. I think they're going to let him win in. I think they're going to let him win a mid-card title first, and then work his way up. He 100% deserves it. He deserves a WWE title, but sadly they have Roman as the champion. But I would like to see AJ win it, but sadly that will never happen until, like, I'm going to say like 2018 latest.
Probably end of next year.
I can't see
TLC. Maybe, I don't know.
Damn.
Now I went over this a little bit before. Vince McMahon said that several big names are returning within 30 days, and that includes Rollins, Cena, Orton, I think.
Well, Cena's already confirmed for
Cena's confirmed, but Rollins, which is huge, and if they fucking, oh my god, if they announce that he's returning, I'm going to be very, very aggravated.
Who, Rollins?
Yeah, they should not.
They always do it.
They should not advertise and promote that return. They should not do it.
They will.
They shouldn't. It should be a surprise.
They advertised Batista's, and I was pretty surprised.
Well, yeah, because that's Batista. He wasn't even confirmed to be on the roster. That's fine. Rollins should be a general surprise. Should be a big, oh my god moment. Probably the biggest return of this year. It should be booked that way.
I mean, they're obviously not going to be.
They better not promote this return. I'm not gonna be happy with them if they do.
Ringside News and all those other sites—they're going to be—they're gonna be having backstage news on his return. So we'll probably know when he's gonna return.
We'll know in the next few weeks. Hell, maybe it could be at Extreme Rules. Cross our fingers because we're gonna be there.
I'm so excited for that. I'm so excited, but I don't think he's gonna be there because he's currently—I mean, he's filming a movie right now. So I don't think he's gonna be returning quickly back. I would never expect him to be doing a movie in the first place. But
anyway,
speaking of big returns, the Wise are teasing their return to television. They've been posting out cryptic tweets saying
left and right throughout
hashtag the return.
Bray and Luke. I don't know if Eric or Braun has tweeted anything. I don't even know if they have tweets. But I mean, it's just been constantly.
And apparently they're going to be, they're going to be returned to TV in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
And Bray Wyatt posted a cryptic tweet through Rage Against the Machine lyrics.
Which I didn't even read about. I don't even know what. Okay, we're back. We had to,
We had a little incident. I had to talk to some family and stuff. So what I was saying, Bray Wyatt was posting cryptic tweets through Rage Against the Machine lyrics.
I didn't even know what that tweet was. I didn't see it.
I saw it. I think it's called like No Shelter or something. I'm not really familiar with. Honestly, they're just a two-hit wonder in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't care. Hey, Cal.
What?
Don't be a lemon, be a jailbird.
Oh, one of the biggest topics we're going to be going over this episode. Adam Rose gets arrested.
And probably not going to be returning to WWE.
My God. God, I'm very shocked with his arrest.
So, he was charged with domestic abuse.
Apparently.
Suspended indefinitely, and possibly will get fired in the future.
From, like, what I was reading, like, apparently, like, him and his wife were, like, having a negotiation about their marriage. Adam Rose reportedly grabbed her by the face and was telling her something about the marriage. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
I don't even know.
And he was posting some weird shit on Twitter, too, with, like, I don't even know what the hell he was posting about, but he was doing some weird-ass shit.
Also, his wife begged the judge not to apply a restraining order, which I didn't even read about. I don't even care. I just gotta read the title and tells me everything.
Basically, like, Adam Rose had to go to court today, and he had to go to court today, and the judge was just like, he was going to put down a negotiation or a restraining order against him and his wife. His wife literally had to beg the judge not to do it because of course they have a kid, and their kid is apparently a special needs child, so that would be really, it would be really odd for a special needs child having, with both his parents having a restraining order. I do not know how old the kid is, but I think the kid's pretty young enough to like, be confused about, like, what's going on and stuff.
I mean, he's done in WWE. That's pretty much confirmed. He's done. Nothing is going. He's not going to come back. He's not going to do anything. They're going to fire him. I don't even know if he's going to continue wrestling. You know, it was one big mistake after another with him, and it was...
His first big mistake was becoming Adam Rose.
Exactly. He should have stayed as Leo Kruger. I don't know why they gave him the Adam Rose gimmick. I thought it was stupid to begin with.
The Adam Rose gimmick was good in NXT, but it just couldn't make his way onto the main roster.
I didn't even like it in NXT when I saw some stuff from it. I think Leo Kruger was great.
It was like with Emma in NXT. Like, Emma got over with the goddamn bubbles in NXT, but it could not get over on the main roster.
And Emma's a badass now.
She literally looks evil, and I love it.
I love it, yeah. So, anyway, that's about it with the news and the podcast.
Alright, I hope you guys like this video. If you like it, give it a thumbs up and subscribe to our channel for weekly videos.
And if you're watching through iTunes or whatever this gets on, that's something I gotta...
Hopefully we'll get there in the future.
Yeah, that's something I gotta do later tonight and... in a few days to find out how this could get on iTunes. Anyway, when that happens, links will be spurted everywhere. So, yeah, hope you guys like Post to Post. It's just going to get better. I mean, this is the first thing we do with us and with the channels and everything. First thing we do is always a mess, but it'll get better going on. It'll get more professional. Probably get a better mic sometime. And, yeah, that's about it. So, all right,
we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, thanks for listening. That's weird to say.